Hello.
Hi, Mr. Civitello. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
Okay. I was having this with arthritis in my hands today and my thumbs. They said try not to turn the lids and try to rest my hands as much as possible. So I'm kind of struggling in here.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that I have a caregiver that's able to work with you starting tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was doing a lot of turning or something because I'm just struggling in here.
I know. I'm just glad we were able to find someone.
I want to thank you. And Fenaka comes back from the. When she comes back, she'll have her job back, right?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it won't be an issue. I'll find something else for Leticia, but you might like her. You never know.
Yeah, but Fenaka's got a family, and her son's been sick. She's got to pay the hospital bills.
Oh, it's very sad, yeah. All right, so I'm going
to... I'm look at it, but thank you for calling so late and working so hard.
Of course. I'm going home
sorry
now,
if
so...
I called too much.
No. No worries at all. I will. She will be there tomorrow at 10 a.m. Her name is Leticia, and she has your address and all your information. Do you happen to have an apartment number?
712-7.
Building 7, apartment 712.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So. I will
give you. Yeah, I spoke once in a while. I'm trying to quit on one chair. I'm trying to quit smoking.
Oh, yeah. Don't smoke. Smoking's not good.
I have cats to shoot her together.
Okay. No, I'm sure it's fine. I'll let her know, though.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. We're going to get someone over to help you, and I'll give you a call tomorrow to check in, okay?
Okay, thank you ever so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.